Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show.
Welcome back. Stuart Rosenthal from the Beacon newspaper joins me. And Stuart, what's up this week in the Beacon?
I thought I would talk about some of the health stories in our November issue.
Okay.
People are often told, you know, you really have to cut sodium. It's not good for you. We need to worry about our blood pressure. And it's true for most people that it can be definitely an issue. But what we have a story about is says there are many ways to cut your blood pressure besides cutting your sodium.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the easiest things to keep in mind is that sodium is balanced out by potassium. Potassium sort of counteracts the effect of sodium in the system.
Mm-hmm.
So fruits and vegetables, many of them are full of potassium and low in sodium.
Mm-hmm.
So baked potatoes, sweet potatoes, spinach, squash, bananas, oranges, cantaloupe, lots of things that are yummy to eat can help you lower your blood pressure. Something else that can do that is whole grains,
mm-hmm.
because they help the body hang on to the potassium,
hmm.
and not to mention all the other beneficial vitamins and nutrients that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And another interesting one is magnesium, which also contributes to maintaining a healthy blood pressure, and that you'll find in beans, nuts, and seeds. So, I mean, there's other examples I can talk about if you want to get to them. I mean, chocolate is one of them. So there are a lot of different things in this article that tell you that there are more pleasant ways of keeping your blood pressure down than just cutting and making everything tasteless without salt.
So chocolate, I think of chocolate having caffeine that would make your blood pressure rise.
Well, that's an interesting way of looking at it. The point that they make here about dark chocolate is that cocoa, which is the essential product of it, has antioxidants that activate nitric oxide in the body. And nitric oxide expands the blood vessels, relaxes them, and enables the blood to flow better.
Huh.
So if you look at it that way, apparently it's more important that it does that than that it's got the caffeine. And I'm not sure, honestly, I'm not a doctor, but I don't know that caffeine directly affects blood pressure.
Yeah, and I don't really know. It just, you know, I'm imagining, which is a very dangerous thing.
They say coffee
to
is
do.
Good for you and good for your heart, so I don't really think it directly relates to blood pressure.
Well, I'm just going to go out and buy some chocolate. Okay, thank you. So
I always prescribe that for my patients, yes.
So what else do you have in medicine?
Okay. Types of fat in your diet. Something else. Last week when we were talking, you pointed out that medicine changes from year to year, what's good and what's bad.
Right.
So we now know very recently that...
Don't tell me. No, bacon fat is good for you now. Is that right?
Well, I wouldn't know. I keep kosher. So
I'm sorry. Of course. I'm sorry.
But saturated fat, certainly bacon is an element of saturated fat, right? That kind of fat that comes from meat and from dairy products is often saturated. That means it's solid at room temperature. And we've been told that it's really the devil incarnate. You shouldn't have any saturated fats. Cut them out. But nowadays, they're finding that that's too simple of a way of looking at it, that actually people who eat full-fat dairy products often have lower weight and less risk of diabetes than people who eat skim milk products. And the main reason may be because people are compensating for the difference. Full-fat dairy fills you up a lot more than skim milk,
mm-hmm.
and you probably fill up on carbohydrates and sweets and sugars and candies and things. People tend to when they're I'm drinking a glass of milk, that's healthy, I'll have some cookies with this. So as a matter of fact, you're hurting yourself in the long run. You'd be better off with a full fat milk that satisfies you on itself and isn't really as dangerous for people directly as they used to think.
You know what, Stuart, one of the sugar turns to fat. Right.
Everything turns to sugar. Actually.
Everything can turn to sugar.
And then the sugar
a form of
fat.
Glucose or sucrose. Right.
Right.
It's sucrose being the natural fruit, the glucose in your body. Right. So
and if you don't use up, turns to fat.
Fructose as well. Right. Exactly. So you've got you can get overweight by eating anything.
Yes.
Okay. Even the most.
It'd be hard with celery.
It'd be hard with. Okay. It'd be hard if you stuck with just veggies and fruits. Right.
Right.
You're not going to gain a lot of weight that way. But I guess my historical perspective, growing up in the 1970s, where I was eating white bread, low fat, everything was in the wrong direction. Where, those kinds of things actually, you tend to compensate because you don't feel full.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might eat more, and it's just empty calories,
right?
In terms of fat like that.
Right.
I know.
They often say that people who are trying too hard to lose weight often hurt themselves, and those who will take a treat a day and just control it will be better off in the long run. So don't be too hard on yourself. That's the rule.
I eat one Tic Tac a day now. That's it. But I make it last. I nibble it. I'm like a squirrel.
But your breath is always wonderful, Eric.
Oh, so thanks, Stuart. Hey, good to see you, always.
Thank you, Eric.
That's Mr. Beacon himself, Stuart Rosenthal. Thanks, Stuart. Hey, if you're thinking of having a conversation about assisted living, let me stop for just a moment and give a shout out to a community called Brightview. senior living. This is an assisted living, an independent senior living, assisted living, and memory care that's being developed in Rockville, Maryland. A brand spanking new, fantastic location right in the center of the town of Rockville, which is right off the Red Line. It's just that, you know, it's the next major town just north of Bethesda, if you're not familiar with the area that we're in right now. And Brightview is building, I think it's almost 200 apartments there. It's rental only, so you do not need to come up with a lifestyle entrance fee. And if you want to talk with one of the staff there, maybe get a tour, I would encourage you to contact them now, because it will deliver in August of next year or September, just in time for next winter, right? This is the time to think about a year from now. Get information, get on the waiting list for that. They have not sold out. They're new to the area. They're introducing it. It's very popular already, but it's a little hard to present something that you can't see, right? So they have a couple of other places. They have an assisted living place here in Falls Grove area, but they've also, I think they've got over 50 buildings, 50 developments around the country, and a well-run operation. If you want to get more information, I encourage you to contact Michael Graziano. Michael is the community sales director there at Brightview West End, it's called. Brightview West End Retirement Community, Live Vibrant. You can contact him at the office at 301-284-7214. 301-284-7214. Mention the Eric Stewart Show when you call him. Let him know that you heard it here. And Michael Graziano, again, is his name. It's 301-284-7214. If you've been looking at retirement communities but not looking to have to come up with an entry fee, you should consider Brightview. And the fact that it's going to be brand new, first floor retail space, a pub, I mean, it's got everything you possibly need, right, folks? Feel free to come out and visit them in Rockville, but call Michael to set up that appointment. It's 301-284-7214. The building is not built yet, so they're in a separate location in the Social Security Administration office in Rockville. All right, when it comes to talking with your parents about assisted living or thinking about it for yourself, when the vast majority of older adults would like to live out our lives, wouldn't we, in our own homes? It just always isn't a practical option. There are times when we have to face a reality that we need to look at making a change. In some ways, there are multiple reasons for this, including not being irresponsible by putting the burden of dealing with what we have, the things we have, putting that burden on the next generation. If in-home care is not possible and you cannot continue to stay where you are, a parent, maybe you don't need round-the-clock services. Maybe you just need some assistance. Perhaps it's just because of physical challenges. I experienced something about a month ago. You know, I'm 52, but hey, I bent down to pick something up from under a table, and I got up and I tweaked my knee, and I went to the orthopedic surgeon. After a week of pain, he took pictures of it and he said, "You know what? Good news. There's no ligament damage, no pain, no bone damage, nothing going on. We think it's just muscular, and you just need to take Aleve twice a day, two Aleves, one in the morning, then two at night, and that will help to ease the pain and also calm down. It looks like you're just irritated and impinged underneath the kneecap." Well, it's been a month now, and I finally decided to go to physical therapy. And when I get back, I'll talk about what physical therapy is doing for me. And yet this all kind of ties into, when you get to the point where physical therapy doesn't change it for you and you need to make a change, how do you decide what to do? I'll be right back.